Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Welcome to the Divergent Files podcast. If you turn off the pumps that move water into a city, the taps eventually run dry. Stop maintaining the electrical grid and the lights go out. Stop moving food, fuel, medicine, and parts, and within a surprisingly short time, a modern city becomes almost impossible to live in. Earth did not change. The system standing between us and Earth disappeared. You don't actually live on Earth. You live inside a civilization. And those are not the same thing. For the last 10,000 years, civilization has been quietly changing the rules of this planet. It brings water to places where water is not, moves food across oceans, cuts through mountains, holds back rivers, turns night into day. It has done this so completely that most of us experience those systems as if they were part of nature itself, but they aren't. Then, one day, the last human dies. There is no asteroid, war, or apocalypse. Just the last person. The roads are still there. The buildings are still there. The dams, the power lines, airports, pipes, satellites, and cities are all still there. But nobody is maintaining any of it. For the first time in thousands of years, the layer between humanity and Earth begins to disappear. The planet underneath never went anywhere. It was here the whole time. So what happens when Earth starts making the rules again? Take something as simple as water. Turn a handle and clean drinking water appears. Rivers do not naturally flow into your kitchen. An enormous system collected that water, treated it, pressurized it, and moved it to you. Food works the same way. You walk into a grocery store and find products from around the planet sitting under fluorescent lights waiting for you. None of that is normal in nature. It is normal inside civilization. The same thing happened to geography. We bridged rivers, cut tunnels through mountains, paved roads across deserts, and built airports that let us cross continents in hours. The mountain, the river, and the distance are all still there. Civilization just keeps translating those obstacles into something easier to live with. Even darkness has been pushed back. For most of human history, the sun decided when the day was over. Now, a light switch overrules the rotation of the Earth. That is how completely civilization has changed our experience of this planet. It did not remove Earth's rules. It built a layer between us and them. And every day, that layer is working. We barely notice it exists. For most of human history, distance was one of the strongest forces shaping your life. It decided what you could eat, who you could marry, what language you spoke, what diseases reached you, whether help arrived at all. Civilization weakened that force so successfully that we started treating distance like a minor inconvenience. Then in 2021, a single cargo ship reminded us what was underneath. The Ever Given became wedged in the Suez Canal. For 6 days, one of the busiest trade routes on Earth was blocked. Ships backed up, supply chains were disrupted. Billions of dollars in trade were delayed. One ship had managed to expose how much of the modern world depended on a narrow strip of water staying open. The distance had never disappeared. The system was simply overcoming it every day. Now, remove the system. Ships stop crossing oceans, trucks stop carrying goods inland, and planes stop moving people and supplies between continents. The roads, airports, and ports can all still exist, but once nobody is connecting them, geography takes over again. An island becomes an island again. A mountain becomes a barrier again. An ocean becomes something almost impossible to cross. The world does not physically get bigger. It just gets much farther apart. In 1963, a volcanic eruption off the coast of Iceland pushed a new island above the ocean, Surtsey. At first, it was almost nothing but bare volcanic rock. Scientists protected the island from most human interference, which gave them a rare chance to watch what happened next. Seeds arrived, microbes and fungi appeared, plants took hold, and birds and insects followed. Life began building an ecosystem where there had been nothing. But at the same time, the ocean was tearing the island apart. Waves have already removed a large portion of Surtsey's original area. So two things have been happening there at once. Life keeps moving in, the island keeps disappearing. Nobody is trying to restore the original coastline. Nobody is deciding what Surtsey is supposed to look like. Whatever exists today simply becomes the starting point for tomorrow. Civilization works very differently. A leaking roof, well, it gets repaired. We build levees when rivers threaten to move and try to hold coastlines in place when they retreat. We spend enormous amounts of effort keeping the world in forms we recognize, but Earth does not. Forests fall and become soil, rivers cut new banks, and coastlines move. Surtsey makes that visible. Without us constantly preserving the present, the planet does not return things to the way they were. It keeps turning them into whatever comes next. If humanity disappeared tomorrow, it is tempting to picture Earth slowly returning to the way it was before us. But there is no untouched version of the planet waiting underneath civilization. We have already changed the starting point. Humans have significantly altered roughly 75% of Earth's land-based environment. We have dammed rivers, drained wetlands, moved species across oceans, cut forests and planted new ones. We have pumped enormous amounts of water from underground and changed coastlines and the atmosphere. Even places that look completely natural today may already be carrying the effects of decisions humans made decades or centuries ago. So when the last human disappears, Earth does not begin again from some ancient baseline. It begins with what we leave behind. It begins with altered rivers and forests, introduced species, extinctions, and new chemistry. And from there, everything keeps moving. Some species spread into places they never could have reached on their own. Others disappear because the systems that supported them are gone. Rivers begin working around dams nobody repairs. Coastlines keep moving. Forests grow into places humans once held open. The planet does not undo us. It continues from us. Earth would not return to the past. It would become something that has never existed before. Because Earth does not reset in the way that we think. It inherits. Civilization did not emerge in only one place. Complex societies developed in Mesopotamia, in Egypt, the Indus Valley, northern China, Mesoamerica, the Andes. They arose in different environments with different languages and belief systems. And in several cases, no direct contact capable of explaining everything that followed. Yet, people kept running into many of the same problems. How do you feed a growing population? How do you store the food, move the water, organize the labor, track the seasons, settle disputes? How do you trade across distance? And again, recognizable solutions appeared. Farming expanded, the communities grew. People started specializing, cities emerged. Governments formed, trade networks spread. Writing appeared in some of them. So did mathematics, calendars, and monumental architecture. They developed in different orders and became different kinds of societies. But different human populations kept building increasingly complex systems to solve increasingly complex problems. That makes civilization look a little less like one lucky invention. Maybe, under the right conditions, intelligent societies begin moving toward many of the same solutions. And if that's true, civilization may not be something humanity invented once. It may be something humans keep arriving at.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
If complex societies keep arriving at similar solutions, then there is another assumption worth testing. We usually talk about civilization as if it sits outside of nature. But nature is full of organisms changing the world around them. Termites can build enormous mounds with internal chambers, nurseries, fungus gardens, and ventilation systems that help regulate conditions inside it. No architect drew the plans. Thousands of small actions produce the structure. Beavers take the idea farther. By building dams, they redirect water, they create wetlands, alter streams, and change the habitat available to other species. One animal can reshape an entire landscape simply by making its own environment easier to survive in. And then there are the honeybees. When a colony needs a new home, scout bees search for possible locations and return to communicate what they found. Other scouts inspect those sites. Support for different options grows and fades until the colony eventually settles on one of them. There is no single bee looking at the whole system and directing every decision. The colony still reaches one, though. The species and the problems are different, but the underlying behavior is familiar. They build shelter, control their environment, coordinate large groups, reshape landscapes, and make collective decisions. Humans did not invent the basic idea of changing the world to survive. Life had been doing that long before us. What makes civilization remarkable may be how far one species was able to take it. Civilization did more than reshape the environment around us. It reshaped how humans experience the world. Let's take time, for instance. Today, your life runs on a clock. 9 o'clock, 5 o'clock, Monday, Friday, weekends. That feels completely normal. But standardized clock time is surprisingly recent. For much of history, towns kept their own local time, based largely on the position of the sun. And then railroads arrived. Suddenly, hundreds of different local times became a problem. Trains had to move between cities on schedules that actually matched. So in 1883, North American railroads standardized time across major zones. The rotation of the earth did not change. Civilization changed how people organized their lives around it. And time is just one example. Careers, retirement, school schedules, hospital appointments, and workdays all operate the same way. All of those things feel normal because we were born into a world already organized around them. None of them came with the planet. Civilization built those rules around us so completely that eventually they stopped feeling like rules at all. And unlike a road or a building, those rules do not need centuries to disappear. They vanish the moment nobody is left to follow them. The planet remains, but the human world layered across it is gone. The last human is not only the end of a species, it is the end of a way of experiencing Earth that existed only while humans were here to sustain it. And that brings us back to the last human, because civilization is more than the things we built. A dollar has value because people agree that it does, while a border exists because people recognize the line. Millions of strangers make traffic work by following the same rules, and Monday matters only because everyone around you is participating in the same calendar. Those things can shape your entire life, but none of them are laws of nature. They only work while people keep participating. Now, remove the final person. The buildings and roads will remain. Money can sit untouched inside a vault, and borders can still exist on maps. But none of those things mean anything anymore. Nobody remains to recognize the value, obey the boundary, or know that today was supposed to be Monday. And that may be the strangest thing that disappears after the last human. The strangest loss may be the meaning attached to all of it. Because the human world was never just made of physical objects. It was made of billions of people continuously agreeing on what those objects meant and how everyone was supposed to behave around them. The moment the last human dies, the agreement ends. Earth keeps going as rivers move, forests spread, and coastlines change. The planet does not lose its world. We lose ours. Civilization was never the planet. It was the agreement. And after the last person is gone, Earth will still be here. There just will not be anyone left who remembers what any of it was for. Hey, thank you for watching with me tonight. I'm Ralph, this is Divergent Files, and I appreciate you. Until next time, stay curious, stay sharp, and remember, no matter what they say, the truth is still out there.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
These investigations are powered by those who believe truth still matters. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Join the mission at patreon.com/divergentfiles.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.